Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki with Don Bailey Jr., University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. This week, a big one at Hard Rock Stadium at 3:30 kickoff. A sizzling intersectional matchup, Miami and Texas A&M, which we'll get to in just a little bit. But Coach, first of all, quick look back on Friday night. Nice way to start the season. A convincing win against a good MAC team.
Mm-hmm. Solid performance by our guys. Played with a lot of energy and better physicality and technique and fundamentals. And was a good way to start the season. Plenty of progress. And then again, plenty of improvement to be made in several areas. And we've attacked it very well since the end of that game. And it's carried over to a good practice so far.
Coach, overall, there were a lot of players that made a lot of plays, but a guy that really jumped out to me was Francisco Mauinoa, and he was everywhere. He's the linebacker. He's 51, not 61.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he should not be overshadowed at all by his large younger brother. He is, affectionately known as Kiko. Kiko just plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. He is pinpoint just on with his calls, with his alignments. He's absolutely just a professional about it, but he throws his body around recklessly, and he's a great teammate. He's completely just centered and focused on the team getting better, the defense getting better and winning, but he plays at a really high level, and we're very fortunate to have him.
Coach, when you looked at the game afterward, the level of execution, all the things that you would look at, guys getting in and in the game and off the field on time, the calls, the execution, the subs, all of those things, how did you do?
Rotations were good. Got the right guys in the game for the most part were good. We had a penalty on third down, which can't happen. We had some procedural penalties that put us in some third and difficult situations, one on a fourth down as well. So we didn't play as clean as we wanted to play, but certainly there was progress in those areas. And we know the areas that and ways that we can make those even better. And so that's been the focus of our couple of days following the game and looking forward to carrying that over the next couple of practices.
Coach, another couple of names I'll throw at you. Cam McCormick, tight end, who came in this year to join the Hurricanes. He had an impact in the ball game. He didn't have catches, but he certainly helped the run game.
Yeah, Cam is and you know what? He does a really nice job in the passing game. He didn't get his touches this game, but he will. He's a really good football player, and he's smart, and he's tough. He's big. He is 8 years into his college career and looking forward to more. So Cam is obviously, for me personally, special because of, you know, the whole history with him in Oregon and everything he's been through. But he did a great job for us on Friday.
Should mention you had almost 500 yards of total offense, 26 first downs, held the ball for more than 30 minutes, and ran for 250 yards. That's probably part of the vision, the blueprint you had in your mind when you made this adjustment on offense.
Well, we just felt like there was a point in time where we started taking control of the game on both sides, and that's important, right? Your team has to learn how to do that as a coaching staff. You have to know what is the best way to win a game. And some days it might be like this one where it's 250, 250. some cases it might be, you know, 400 passing or 400 rushing. You just don't know, but you want to make sure you identify the best way to attack opponents and that you maximize your players' abilities to do so. And I think our coordinators both did a great job of putting together a plan along with the coaches, and the players executed it well.
Coach, nutrition, strength and conditioning, you talk about it. But the poster child for that is Colby Young. I mean, we saw a guy last year that you would recognize this year, except first time he touched the football and he was gone.
No doubt. I mean, he literally, we kid him all the time that he just, the plane kind of flew over from Lackawanna and just put him on a parachute and made him jump out and landed almost at practice and went right to work. So his body went through a lot last year, just trying to adjust to the pace to which we practice, our scheduling, all that stuff. Went into with an entire offseason under his belt. He's worked on the things that he felt and knew he needed to get better at. And it showed up right away in game one. And he's durable, too, because he took a heck of a shot and went to the sideline, got it checked out, and was right back in there. Proud of him, and know his best football is ahead of him.
He must have an awesome catch and touchdown ratio. I think he's got like 40 catches and 8 touchdowns. Right? That's pretty good. Speaking of pretty good, the money downs. Defense, third downs, you held them to 2 for 13. Then you held them hitless on fourth downs. So in the money downs, they were 2 for 15. What was the key to your third and fourth down defense?
Well, a little bit of everything. I mean, the plan was really good. The guys up front did a nice job putting pressure on the quarterback and keeping him caged for the most part, not letting him break free and make a lot of big runs. And then the guys on the back end, you know, in coverage, they did a really good job. They did a good job with technique, with their eyes, with discipline. And when we played a little bit of everything, you know, and you saw some guys, some of the big guys, you know, have their roles in coverage as well. So all in all, just from a planning standpoint, an execution standpoint, we took a step in the right direction. And we still got to keep improving, especially against an opponent that we have like we have this week.
Number 23, K.J. Cloyd, new to the University of Miami, and got the starting nod and made plays all afternoon.
Mm-hmm. He did. He's these guys that got here at the end of June, I mean, think about how hard that is. You get here in June, you got to learn the systems. You only get to train for 4 weeks, and you're playing. But to that point, he did a great job for us. But all those linebackers did. You know, Wesley had a really good game. Obviously, we talked about Kiko and K4. Corey Flagg got in there. And played really good as well. Just there was a pretty large amount of bodies being rotated in there because they earned the opportunity to play and help us win football games, and they did so on Friday.
Opening kickoff, Breshard Smith finishes it just lowering the shoulder and hammers a guy. A little bit later on, maybe the first quarter, Cam Kitchens, he comes like a speeding bullet, boom. James Williams, he comes in, boom. Are those all messages of the physicality and the things that you were looking for in this program?
We're improving at that, you know, and to play to play at a high level, you have to practice at a high level. To be in great game shape, you have to practice hard, right? Those reps have to be as game, you know, similar as humanly possible. So those guys have taken a lot of pride in just getting really good at striking, at balance and body control, at tracking ball carriers. So, and some of it showed up on Friday, and we got to keep improving on that.
Coach, the running back room we've talked about since spring football is a committee. Well, it's one heck of a committee. I think you got everything out of it you would have asked for as far as production and yards per carry, and no negative yards on the stat sheet in the running game.
Mm-hmm, no doubt. Those guys, them and the O-line combined with the coaches, the tight ends, the receivers, the quarterback's putting us in the right plays as well. All that was the right combination to have a successful day on the ground. But you know what? There's lots of room for improvement. We had an opportunity to go to do even better. I think those guys watching film, you know, right after the game, they were like, man, we left a lot on the table. We're nowhere near as good as we need to be yet. And that's been the approach. And there's an appetite for betterment and improvement, and that's the part that's most exciting.
I think you had only one sack. A clean pocket all night. Plus, in the run game, there was this great push. The line of scrimmage was moving. Your offensive line was really doing a great job. How satisfied were you with what you saw from your offensive line? Really, the first time they get to play together.
It's a solid start. You know, we had some really good moments and some others that we need to get better at. But for those five guys to gel the way that they did, again, it was a really solid start. They want to get better. They want to do more. You know, we're proud of them for playing with effort and toughness and really good fundamentals. And again, as the season goes on, the challenges get bigger and tougher. Starting with this week, you know, you've got as talented and as powerful as a front as you can find in the country. And so we have to get better, right? And that's our goal every single week, regardless of who we're playing, when we're playing, to just keep getting better, you know, and the offensive line certainly epitomizes that.
Coach, I want to spend a minute on that, though, because I don't think people realize, I mean, you played the position on national championship teams, you've coached it, you've won awards because of it, and one person, Inez Cooper, started last year at that spot for the University of Miami. So to come out and have 250 yards rushing and 6.9 yards per carry with an entire new group has never worked together, that's a position that you look at and you say, well, we need 100 starts as a unit. You had four.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at the university. I mean, they had starts other places. I think the accomplishment on that day was unbelievable when you really break it down.
It was fun to see Big Cooper. You know,
yeah.
He's worked really hard now. I mean, we know his story and how much weight he's had to cut and how he's reshaped his body. I know everyone back home is super proud of him. He's awesome to be around.
He liked pulling, you know, too. He liked getting out there and leading.
He likes pulling. It's like a freight train, you know, yeah, coming around the corner, man. He plays with the right kind of demeanor. He seeks improvement. He seeks coaching. Tremendous human being off the field, very well liked by his teammates, and only a true sophomore. You know, that to me is mind-blowing how young some of these guys are that are playing these critical roles on our football team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Mario Cristobal Show. This week, the Hurricanes home against Texas A&M at 3:30 kickoff here at Hard Rock Stadium for the Hurricanes and the Aggies. Coach, you mentioned it's a very solid team coming in. When you look at this game between Miami and Texas A&M, when you look at the big picture of the game, what are some of the things that stand out that you really want to zero in and focus in on?
Well, you have to focus on playing your best football, understanding what we do and what we do well and how we got to do it well, and understanding how they attack opponents and how they plan to attack us. If you want to describe a team and how you build it, they've got the right formula. You know, certainly Coach Fisher has tremendous experience as a national championship coach, as a head coach, and as an assistant coach. They're big, explosive, and physical up front. Their quarterback had a career day this past week, and he's not only a guy that could hurt you with his arm, he could do it with his feet as well. And his supporting cast is elite. He's got great running backs, great wide receivers and tight ends, and they did it just about every way offensively on Saturday. And their defense, if you look at just the work done by their front and the way they shut down the run against New Mexico and how they did it, when you watch film, how they were denting the line of scrimmage and pushing people back, you realize that, again, very talented, very well-coached football team that plays hard, and a tremendous opportunity for our guys this coming Saturday.
Coach, one other thing about them is they have built depth on that team, and especially the defensive line. I mean, they roll eight guys in there, and it's you can't really tell the difference between the first and the second team, but that's also in the backfield, the receiving core, linebackers, corners, and that just comes with being at the program and building consistency.
Mm-hmm. They've done a really good job putting together a tremendous roster. And they've had some really good seasons, and you could tell that the work that they've done in this offseason, they're off to a great start. It's a really good football team that we saw play on Saturday, just studying them and watching the film. They're the way that they're coached and the way they play the game, they're doing things at a really high level.
They, too, have a new play caller, Bobby Petrino. I'm curious, how do you look at the way he calls a game? Do you go back and study Arkansas when he was there in Louisville, or am I overthinking that? Because he's got a new team, but he probably also is kind of set maybe in his ways.
You study everything. Yeah. I mean, that's nowadays in football, you got to go back and you got to go forward. It's just the way it is. You'd be surprised at how you dig in a tape and how you look into the history of a special teams coordinator that might have been an assistant with such and such franchise, and they were known for running fakes here and there, or an offense coordinator that ran the triple option at one school and went to the other one and ran the air raid. You've got to really be prepared for what they know how to do, because the real good ones, they make it work with the personnel that they have. And obviously Coach Petrino has done a tremendous job everywhere he's been at and has a great reputation for the right reasons.
Coaching games like this, it always seems to have special teams come into play. Mm-hmm. You had success last week on your special teams, but you've got to talk about it every single day this week to make sure you have success again.
Yeah, you've got some dangerous returners, and you've got some really good kickers. You've got great cover guys as well. If you look at them across the board on kickoff, those are some really impressive athletes running on down, so you've got to do a really good job blocking, protecting the punt returner. You've got to do a good job protecting your punter. They come after him really, really well. They're really explosive in the return game, and we've had the great fortune of Andy kicking some in the end zone, but that's not a guarantee. I mean, they'll come out with it, and the one that we kicked short, it came out and we didn't do so well in covering it. So we've got some things to improve upon there. So again, our guys on special teams meeting with them this morning. Again, they're also a bunch that's really excited.
That was a big part of the game last year, special teams. It was a huge part of the game, as was the perimeter, and now you've got a different set of receivers, but they have a lot of the same guys in their secondary. Richardson's back, Jordan is back, Anderson is back, and they added the kid from Boston College, so they're fast and physical back there, right?
They are special teams. Last year, played a big part. We fumbled a punt, had a chance to return one. We didn't protect well enough on field goal. They blocked one as well. But that being said, either way, with all the focus on all the things that we've been looking at this year, our team is—they're just really excited to just apply all the techniques and fundamentals as it relates to our systems now, because they have a lot of confidence in what we're doing.
Coach, you go to the post game when you and I were doing the interview. One thing you can't help but notice is the maturity in that locker room. Mm-hmm. It was more. I mean, everybody was happy that you won the football game, but it was business. And I think that's the mentality that you try to instill in a football team is we're supposed to win the football game. Let's celebrate for a few minutes. But got the feeling immediately that they were on to Texas A&M in chapter number two.
They were, and I had to remind them how important it is to recognize, hey, man, you did a good job.
Right.
And that you won, because winning is hard. And, as coaches, you're thinking about the next and the next and the next. And I think, as I mature and grow as well, I have to remind them that, hey, take a second, you know, take a deep breath and take this one in. You know, it's a very solid start. You know, it's a lot of hard work went into improving. And now with our goal being to improve every, just keep getting better as the year goes on. I mean, this team could be limitless, you know, as long as you just keep getting better. So reminding them of that, because I think it's important to encourage, you know, people and guys that have really worked hard to do well and change behaviors and change habits, right? And change performances due to hard work. So, but yeah, it was quickly on to the next one. That is a fact, but we try to still foster the importance of appreciating a win.
Until you leave the locker room.
Until you're out the door.
Until you're out the door.
I do want to dive into the importance of, you know, why kids come here to play in a game like this, but I think what you said about winning being hard has to be emphasized so much. And I think one of the things that the University of Miami has struggled with through the years is because they look back in the past and maybe made it look easy. But even when Miami was winning big, that wasn't easy. That was hard. And that's what this is. This is hard work every single week. And that's why I think you emphasize 1-0 every week, because you can't speed through this. You got to grind through this, right?
You got to grind through it. I think, I mean, let's call it what it is. In those days, it did look easy. Yeah. You know, it was different. And you know what? Those the days of our teams continuing to get better and better, there's nothing that's going to stop us from getting there, you know. Between, as we continue to work there, okay, it's important to understand and recognize the hard work that goes into it, and then all the areas that you can improve upon, you know, from a coaching standpoint, right, from a schematic standpoint. All these things are super valuable. These moments are incredible for our team, and I think they got a lot out of watching film and then quickly applying it to our game plan and our practice. Understand, okay, well, they got us last year, or this team got us this past week on this particular play to this call. I not only understand what I have to do now, I understand the weakness of the call, where they can attack us, and should it happen, this is how I can react to make it right, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of value in all this stuff.
Coach, you never fail to bring up your scout team guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, you thank them, you praise them, you honor them, and really every time you win a football game, they have as much to do with it as anybody.
It's the team is, any team, I think, is, you could tell if they're going to be a good team by the level of a scout team that they have. And that was always kind of like the secret sauce here. If you looked over at the scout team and you could hit fast forward on a timeline, half of those guys would be in the Hall of Fame. And you knew it. They just weren't quite ready yet. And I think scout teams maybe nowadays are not as appreciated, but now we have our look teams are really good. And a lot of guys are splitting time, which credit to them. They got to take 10 plays here, sprint across, take 10 plays with the defense and come on back. But now, you know, you've got some guys that'll challenge you, and guys that like to challenge people. And that made a big difference. And in fact, today, the leadership council guys, they're the ones that called up the scout team in a good way, saying, we need you. We need you to do what you did this past week and challenge us and make us better. And that's a sign of a team that's starting to understand and mature, you know, and that has the right intentions, wants to win.
Nobody knows this better than you. Big games at the University of Miami, that's a big part of the fiber of this program. I would imagine, I can feel it myself, that the kids are excited, your team is excited about the opportunity of an SEC team coming in here, brand name, team that's got great players. You lived through that playing here for the University of Miami, so you probably sense how important they feel about this game.
They do. You know, as a coach, you're focused on the planning, right? Making sure that we give our players the best chance to be successful. As players, you can't help but, you know, think of some of those things that go with it. So it's our job and their job, too, to keep focusing on the processes that go with it. But does the juice, does the energy keep kicking? Of course it does. I mean, you wouldn't be human if it didn't. And we all went through it, right, as players. So it's an exciting week. It's an exciting time to be at the University of Miami. And it was fun to see not only, you know, a lot was made about the younger players, but a lot of credit goes to the older guys that have been here through a couple of coaching changes and that have, you know, really worked hard to buy in and enhance the culture and get better. Those guys showed up. on Friday and did a good job, and looking forward to watching those guys continue to help lead this team.
Speaking of showing up, the fans always make a big difference in these big games as well. We need to make sure all the Hurricane fans are in their seats on Saturday at 3:30.
No doubt. No, they make such a huge difference. I mean, in this past game when they hit those lights, and I never seen that before in a stadium, you know, where all that music, and you guys probably planned that. I don't know. But
Joe had everything to do with that. He said
game day off. So. and you know what? To weather, like they had a lightning delay and rain and all the other stuff, you know, they brought great juice, and our players felt it, especially at the turn of the final quarter and whatnot. So, yeah, looking forward to a packed house on Saturday.
Yeah, 3:30 kickoff. They are requesting to wear orange, so you'll have to wear orange.
I'll wear orange, yeah.
All right, and I think it's going to be hot. That's good. That's always good. I think it's going to be hot in that stadium, sellout crowd, be hot, be like the old days when that place gets going, Hard Rock Stadium. That's a tough joint to handle. That causes fans, if the fans are loud, that's going to cause a few penalties.
Coach, they're even bringing in reinforcements. The 1983 team is coming back for their reunion, 40th year. It'll be good to see all those guys and hear how good they are now. You know, all those lies will start coming out. No, they're a very good football team.
They're awesome, man. They started it all. I mean, they inspired so much as it relates to not only the University of Miami football, but as it relates to the community, the city of Miami. I mean, those guys, they made – you know, Miami iconic, the brand, just the power of the U. You know, they were the ones. They were the ones that started going, so it's going to be an honor to have them there.
Everybody remembers where they were, Joe, when that game happened, if they weren't at the stadium.
I was in the broadcast booth.
Because there was 200,000 people at the stadium, if you ask everybody. But everybody remembers.
Except on the last play of the game, I was on the field. All right, Coach. Best of luck against the Aggies of Texas A&M.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
That's University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. We'll continue on the show right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.